I'm a pilot. I'm pilot here, pilot there. I'd like to dedicate this song to Mr. Eric Nagler. He couldn't make it tonight. He used to live around here. Now he lives in Canada. Not entirely by his own choice. Little birdie, come and sing me your song. I've a short time to be here with you, and a long time to be gone. Little birdie, what makes you fly so high? It's because I have a true little heart, and I do not fear to die. Little birdie, what makes your wings so blue? It's because I've been a-grieving after you. Little birdie, what makes your head so red? After all I have been through, it's a wonder I ain't dead. I'd rather be here with you than any place I know. But to help keep down trouble, it's down the road I go. Little birdie, come and sing me your song. I've a short time to be here with you, and a long time to be gone. I'd like to sing you an old ballad. This is, I guess a Canadian version of a style of ballad that has thousands of variants. The story about a fellow and his sweetheart, and they have to be parted. He goes off to the wars, and before he goes, he leaves her a ring, or maybe they break her ring in half, or some friends of mine have said, well, anyway, they sometimes they break a brick in half, and each of them wears half of it around his neck for 7 years or something. And when they come back, she doesn't recognize her sweetheart, and he asks her if she'll go along with him. And she says no, she's waiting for her dear sweetheart. And he says, what if he's lost in the wars? And she says, well, I'll mourn for him forever then. And then he produces his half of the brick, and she says, oh, Jimmy, it's you. And they get married. Well, those are called broken token songs. It's usually a ring that they break between themselves, and this is one of those. As I went out one evening to view the fields and meadows down by a flowery garden, I chanced for to stray I overheard a maid making sad recreation. I stood in silent ambush to hear what she might say. The song that she sang caused the valleys for to ring, and the sweet feathered songsters around my love did fly, saying the wars are all over, and peace it is proclaimed, and my love's not yet returned from the plains of Waterloo. I boldly stepped up to her, saying, "I, my fair young creature, how could I be so bold as to ask your true love's name? For I have been in battle where cannons loud did rattle, and 'twas by your love's description I might have known the same. Oh, William Smith, it is the name of my true lover. He's gone and he's left me in sorrow, that is true. Oh, there's none I will enjoy but my own darling boy, oh, until he do return from the plains of Waterloo. If William Smith, it was the name of your true lover, it's all alone together we stood many's a champagne. Through Italy and Russia, through Portugal and Prussia, he was my gallant comrade through France and through Spain. At being into France, where we ended our great battle, like bold British heroes we did them pursue. We fought them for 3 days, till at length they were defeated, like the bold Napoleon Boney on the plains of Waterloo. It being on the 6th of March that we ended our great battle, caused many's a bold hero to sigh and complain. Where the drums they did beat and the cannons loud did rattle, it was by a French soldier your true love he was slain. And as I passed by, I saw your true love a-bleeding. I scarcely took time for to bid him adieu. Oh, with soft and melting voice, those words I heard him mention, fare you well, my lovely Sally, who lies far from Waterloo. Oh, when this fair maid heard this sad recreation, her red rosy cheeks, they grew pale white with pain. I was sorry for to see her in this sad situation. I caught her in my arms, crying, "Sally, I'm the man. And here is the ring that between us was broken. In the midst of all dangers, it reminded me of you." Oh, when she saw the token that between them were broken, "You are welcome, lovely Jimmy, from the plains of Waterloo." Well, I have a song that was written by a young man in Chicago named John Prine, and you're going to hear about John Prine. He just finished recording a record, and this is a song. This will be a song. It has a lovely chorus, which some of you already know. The rest of you will learn immediately, and you can sing it. To make the Amelia Earhart Memorial Choir, proud. While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of a dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. I picked it up and I ran outside, stuck it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join our Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said. I slapped them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shield so full of flags I couldn't see. So I ran my car upside the curb, right into a tree. By the time they got the doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gate said, your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. John Prine just made a record for Atlantic Records. Finish up with a little dance tune here. Pennsylvania 6, 5,000. Takes you back.
It's a song that's very easy to identify with, especially if you have any love of boats and sailing, or of the men who have to make their living that way. It's called Fundy Bay. Oh, you Maine men, proud and young, when you ever run your easting down, don't go down to Fundy Bay, she'll wear your time away. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long, I wonder why, I wonder why. Fundy's long and Fundy's wide, Fundy's fog and rain and tide, never see the sun nor sky, just a green wave passing by. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long, I wonder why, wonder why. Now you know I'd rather ride Grenfell Strait or the Breton Tide, spend me day on the Labrador, never see old Fundy shore. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long, wonder why, wonder why. Oh, give him staysail, give him main, in the darkness and the rain, I don't mind the wet and cold, just don't like the growing old. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long, wonder why, wonder why. East by north or east northeast, give her what she steers the best, I don't want this foggy wave to be my far and lonely grave. Cape Sable's horn blows all day long, wonder why, wonder why. Cape Breton bell ringing as well, ring for me, ring for me.
There's a story that Marshall Dodge told which shattered my faith in an old man who lives in Perthshire, because I always believed that his version of it was true. And what happens, it just turns out to be another folk tale. But he swears on his heart that this story I want to tell you now is true. This old man's name is Charlie Prendergast. He's about 80 years old. Spent the last 30 years in a pub in a little village in Stirlingshire. Well, during opening hours, he spent the time in the pub. And he tells all these tales. He's travelled the wide world over, this man. He's a tremendous fella. And you'll have to forgive me not being a Scotsman, my dreadful Scots accent. But this particular tale he tells was about the time that he was in America mining, looking for gold, he was. He said, did I ever tell you about the time I was out in the Utah desert? I was searching for gold. I'd been 3 weeks out there. 3 weeks, man. And not a sight of gold and not a drop of water passing my lips. Largely because I had my panic and filled up with whiskey. Well, like I said, I've been out there for about 3 weeks when, by God, I came across this poor wee carpetbagger. That's what they call a commercial traveller in America, you can. Well, the poor fella was dying of thirst, so I put my pannikin to his lips and let 3 drops pass, and it brought him to life again. And I said, laddie, dunno your mind, you're safe with Charlie Prendergast. You just stick with me and I'll see you back home. Well, we hadn't gone travelling on for about another 3 days when we were surrounded by 5,000 braves of the Cherokee Nation. That's what they call the natives out in America, you can. Well, they were hooping and hollering and shouting and yelling. And to tell you the honest truth, I was a wee bit feared. They bound us hand and foot and they carried us into the village. And they tied us to 2 great big totem poles. And that's when they started beating the drums. Bang, 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 they went on these tom-toms. That's what they call a wee bit drum in America, you can. Shooting and yelling. And the women screaming went out to the biggest teepee in the village. A teepee, that's what they call a wee bit tent in America, you can. Out of the biggest teepee jumped this fella. He was painted all over with paint. And he had a big mask on his face. And he had a big tomahawk in his hand. That's what they call a wee bit axe in America, you can. Why, when the tom-toms were beaten, he started jumping and dancing. He'd take 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, coming nearer and nearer to me and the poor wee bit carpetbagger. And the drums were beaten, and the men were shouting and hollering, and here's this witch doctor, they called him. With the big mask on his face and the tomahawk in his hand, taking 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, until he was right in front of that poor wee carpetbagger. And with a terrible screech, he raised the tomahawk above his head and he brought the doon smash right between the poor wee bit carpetbagger's eyebrows, split him from head to toe. I said to myself, Charlie, oh, Charlie, Charlie, you're in a sore pass now, and you not with your hand free to get to the whiskey bottle. But I no sooner got the thought out of my head when the tom-tom started beating again and the witch doctor started dancing again. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, and every minute coming nearer and nearer to me and me thinking, oh my God, but my time's come. 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, and the tom-toms beaten and beaten and beaten until he was within 2 feet of my face, and he raised his tomahawk above his head and he gave a terrible screech and he said, Jesus Christ, if it's not Charlie Prendergast.
I warned you. I'd like to play you an Irish air. It's called Roisin Dhu, the little black rose, which doesn't really mean a little black rose. It's a love song for Ireland. A song made in the days when national songs were prescribed in Ireland by my countrymen, the English. Maybe it was a good thing because it produced great songs like this and great tunes. Bad in other ways, though. This is it, Roisin Dhu.
Ocean Dean. I'd like to end my set with a ballad that don't sing too often and never quite, you know, the times vary. The feeling of the time varies when you should sing some songs. And this one I would like to sing tonight. It's a Scots ballad. It's one of the classic ones. It's called Patrick Spens. It's about a man sent to sea by his king at a time when in Scotland the art of shipbuilding hadn't quite reached the peaks that it did later on the Clyde. In other words, common law in Scotland in those days forbade the sailing of ships in the North Sea, which is a terrible rough sea in the winter, between the months of October and April. And here's a king, Alexander IV of Scotland, way back in the 13th century, sending this poor man to Norway to bring back his daughter to hold up his tottering throne. She didn't come back, and Alexander's line died out then, and another king took his place. But that didn't help the poor seaman who had to go and fetch her. The king sits in Dunfermline town. He's drinking the blood red wine. Oh, why will I find me a scaly skipper to steer this new ship of mine? And up and spark, I doited Cal, stood by the king's ain knee. Patrick Spens is the best sailor that ever sailed the sea. And the king has grieved a bride letter, and he's signed it with his own hand, and he's sent it to young Patrick Spens, was a walking on the Leith Strand. When first he looked at the letter on, he laughed so loud and free. But when he'd done the reading note, the tears fell frizzy. Oh, far's done this fell deed, and tell't the king o' me, though it be my ain feather, an ill death may he dee. Te norawa, te norawa, te norawa, our the fame, the king's doctor on norawa, does we man bring her home. But they had na been in norawa a week, but barely three. When all the lords on Norawa, they up and spak se free. These outland Scots, they waste o' king's gowd and drink o' queen's fee. Weary father tongue that spak, sick o' muckle o' lee. For who can this be, says Patrick Spens, I pray ye tell to me. For the bows of our ship, they are wrought with gold, and there's twa kists of white money. Attend, attend, my good men, and say ye be weel affond, for cometh wind or cometh hail, a good ship sails the morn. But up and spake the weatherman, says I, fear will be adorned, for saw the new moon late yestereen with the yard moon in her arms. And they had na sailed a league, but barely three, when the lift grew hech, and the wind grew lech, and gully grew the sea. Oh, far we have find me a bonny boy, to take my steer in hand, while I get climb the topmost mast, to see if I can spy land. But he had na get a step, but barely in, when the boat flew out to a goodly ship, and the salt sea come in. Oh, laith, where those good Scots lords, they wat their cock-heeled shoon, but lang afore the ploy was o'er, they wat their hats aboon. And lang may the ladies sit with the gowd kims in their hands ere they see young Patrick Spens come sailing our leet strand. Hefower, fray yabadur, where the sea is wide and deep, it's there lies young Patrick Spens with the Scots lords at his feet. Patrick Spens.
Spanish doubloon, and talk to the people who are. I have a clock on the wall, it tells the time, and that isn't all. Tells me how long she's been gone. Gone to the people who are. She lived in a sorcerer's room. She pounded the table and brandished the broom. She turned 10,000 when she touched the moon, and turned to the people who are. Well, the rains came and scattered away the old empty caretaker's children at play. Early this morning, she passed away. Passed to the people, people who are. She sang hymns out of tune and carried a yellow balloon. She traded her love for a Spanish doubloon and talked to the people. People who are. She sang hymns out of tune. Thank you.
Sweet Ireland, whom I shall see no more. My heart is almost bleeding to leave this native shore. The king, he has commanded that we shall sail away to fight the boys of liberty in North America. It was early in next morning, just at the break of day, we hoisted British colors and anchored in York's Bay. The sails abeam on Nassau, they spread abroad to dry. The Irish heroes landing, but the Lord knows who must die. The French, the Dutch, the Spaniard, they proved so cruelly. To use our Irish heroes for such barbarity, they sent on their grape shot, which cut our men away. With the sword they showed no quarter in North America. Through fields of blood we waded, where the cannons loudly roar, and many a gallant soldier a-bleeding in his gore. And it's many a gallant commander it's on the field did lay, that was both killed and wounded by the sons of liberty. Your hearts would have melted with pity to have seen the soldiers' wives a-hunting for their dead husbands and the melancholy cries, and the children crying, "Mother, we surely rue the day when we came for to lose our father dear in the north of America. He is an end to my deity. My song is at an end. Here's a health to General Washington and all of his bold men. God help a man, protect him, that is by land or sea. For he had boys who feared no noise, and sons of liberty.